Hello, readers. What do you do when you drive up to a petrol bowser and you're waiting in the queue to get your fuel and the guy in front of you or the lady in front of you insists on washing the windscreen? Do you fume away? Do you tell them, please, can I move forward, or do you move to another bowser? This week I'm questioning awkward daily dramas, things that happen that you don't really know how to handle sometimes. Back at the fuel bowser, what happens if there's an empty fuel bowser just on the other side with the fuel cap on the other side? Do you do a U-turn and go around to get your fix of fuel, or and then you cause mayhem in the queue because you're pointing the wrong way? So do you have to back out, or do you wait for the guy? You play chicken with the guy in front of you and let them through. So I'll look at some of those awkward daily things, and I'm sure you've got lots. Something when you buy a dozen roses for your wife, girlfriend or spouse, and you find out on the way home that 11 of them are okay, but one of them is wilted and no good, so you have to take it out and it spoils the bunch. Do you hope your wife doesn't or spouse doesn't have a look and discover there's only 11? Does it really matter? Not to a bloke, it doesn't. But it's not quite the dozen red roses that you might have intended. When you're in a queue at the footy or somewhere else waiting for tickets or waiting for a beer or a pie or something else, and someone jumps the queue, what's your reaction to that? These are the things I ponder.